George Fox, the founder of the Religious Society of Friends, also known as Quakers, was born in Leicestershire, England, in 1624 and lived until 1691. He kept a journal of his experiences. He was shocked by the failure of those who claimed to be Christian to live up to Christian standards. He became disillusioned and searched for a spiritual help from many different people for over 4 years. He turned inward and heard a voice telling him that Jesus could speak directly to his condition. He also saw a vision of an ocean of light overcoming an ocean of darkness. For several years, George Fox travelled widely around England, at a time of great upheaval when the monarchy had been replaced by Oliver Cromwell. And he found many people who were in unity with his message. In 1652, he went up Pendle Hill in Lancashire and preached at great length, attracting many followers. His message was that God spoke directly to people without intermediaries like priests. Other significant parts of his message were that there's that of God in everyone, that peace and holiness go together, that God's power is over all creation, that it is the inward life that is most important, outward ceremony and creed are not sufficient, that personal integrity and truthfulness are essential, and that the leadings of the Spirit are more vital than the words of Scripture, and that men and women have an equal place in the movement. George Fox was imprisoned for several years for his unorthodox views, and many other early Quakers had a similar fate. During one such time in prison, George Fox wrote to others in the Quaker movement as follows, quote, "Keep in the wisdom of God that spreads over all the earth. Spare no place, spare not tongue or pen, but be obedient to the Lord God, and go through the world and be valiant for the truth upon earth. Tread and trample all that is contrary under. Be patterns, be examples in all countries, places, islands, nations, wherever you come, that your carriage and life may preach among all sorts of people and to them. Then you will come to walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God in everyone." And that's the end of the quote. The Quaker movement grew rapidly. Some Quakers, notably William Penn, went to the American colonies and set up Quaker communities. George Fox visited them, and in his journal he records the experience of a trip to Virginia. Quote, "In this voyage we met with foul weather, storms and rain, and lay in the woods by a fire in the night. Here lived a friend called the Widow Wright. Next day we had a great meeting in Nansemum of friends and others. After the meeting, we hastened towards Carolina, yet had several meetings by the way. A very good meeting we had at William Yarrow's at Pagan Creek, which was so large that we were fain to be abroad, the house not being big enough to contain the people. A great openness there was, the sound of truth spread abroad." End of quote. Later he speaks of another meeting, quote, "The governor, with his wife, received us lovingly, but a doctor there would needs dispute with us, and truly his opposing us was of good service, giving occasion for the opening of many things to the people concerning the light and spirit of God, which he denied be in everyone, and affirmed it was not in the Indians. Whereupon I called an Indian to us, and asked him whether he did lie or do wrong to anyone, and there was not something in him that did reprove him for it. He said there was such a thing in him, so we shamed the doctor before the governor and the people." End of quote. These extracts from his journal give us something of the flavour of George Fox's amazing commitment and determination to engage with others about the truths he had discovered for himself. He continued as an inspiration to the Quaker movement throughout the rest of his life, and he shared some of his remaining years with his wife Margaret Fell, another vital contributor to the early Quaker movement. I conclude with a comment from William Penn about George Fox, quote, "He had an extraordinary gift in opening the scriptures. He would go to the marrow of things and show the mind, harmony, and fulfilling of them with much plainness and to great comfort and edification. But above all, he excelled in prayer. The inwardness and weight of his spirit, the reverence and solemnity of his address and behaviour, and the fewness and fullness of his words, have often struck even strangers with admiration, as they used to reach others with consolation." End of quote. This is David Purnell, and I want to acknowledge the publication Quaker Faith and Practice of the British Friends for some of the material used in this presentation.